This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Habaim. Thanks for joining today. Today we're going to speak out a very important inyan regarding Daf Pei Aleph, Pei Beis. And that is, the Gemara was discussing the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara presumed that Rabbi Yochanan held Truma Bezman Azez Dairaisa. And the Gemara asked on Rabbi Yochanan from a Braisa that seems to indicate that you could be lenient Lagabe Truma, which could only be explained if you hold Truma's Durabanon. And basically, Rabbi Yochanan said that he personally holds Truma's Zman Azez is Durabanon. However, when he said it's Dairaisa, he's working Lefi the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. And we know Rabbi Yossi holds Truma as Dairaisa, because Rabbi Yossi is the author of Seder Oilam, an important idea. Rabbi Yossi authored Seder Oilam. And in Seder Oilam it says, on the Pasuk Asher Yarshu Aveisech of Yerushta, there was a first Yerusha. When they inherited the lands in the time of Yeshua, there was a second Yerusha. When they inherited the land in the time of Ezra, there will not need to be a third Yerusha, because the Kedusha of Ezra is La'asid Lavai. And yesterday on Shabbos, we were reviewing the Gemara, and we quoted the Shita of the Rambam. And the Rambam seems to argue on Rashi. Rashi learns that why is Yehoshua's Yerusha not forever? Because it says, Asher Yarshu Aveisecha V'Yerishta. It's Gzeras HaKosov. That after Yehoshua's Yerusha, there's another Yerusha. But after Ezra's Yerusha, there's no other Yerusha. That's the simple meaning according to Rashi. Rashi says, B'mei Yeshua have Yerusha, V'chein Shnia B'mei Ezra. But Shlish is Ein Lohem, they don't have to Yarshin it. This pasuk is teaching me. Rashi says, Va'ashma inan ha'ikra deloy batla kedusha sa'aretz begalos titos. The chiddush of the pasuk of Asher Yarshu Aveisecha V'Yerishta is that there will not need to be a third Yerusha. It's a Gzeres HaKosov. However, we spoke out yesterday the Shita of the Rambam. We'll see it inside in a moment. Oh, I didn't. I got to get it out for you. I gotta get it. Let's see. Let me bring it up. The Shita of the Rambam is that the difference between the Yerusha of Yehoshua and the Yerusha of Ezra is in the way that Yehoshua took over Eretz Yisrael, in contradistinction to Ezra. Yehoshua took over the land differently than Ezra did. How's that? Here, I'm going to bring it up here. Here we go. Okay. Says the Rambam. The Rambam is found in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Parak Vav, Halacha Tezayin. Says the Rambam. V'lam ani oimer b'mikdash v'yushalayim. Why do I say when it comes to Kedushas HaMikdash, Kedushas Yushalayim, it's La'asid Lavai? And he says, well, Lefisha Kedushas HaMikdash Yushalayim, the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash in Yushalayim is Mibnei HaShchina. V'shchina ain't a batela, the Shchina is never batel. V'harei Yoimer, V'hashimoisi es Mikdashaychem. That's why the Pasuk says, I will lay desolate your holy places. V'amu Chachamim, the Chachamim say, Afa Pishem Sheshemumin. Even though they're desolate, b'kedushas and heinoim them, they remain under kedusha. Aval, says the Rambam, the chiyuv of kedushas of the rest of Eretz Yisrael, aval chiyuv ha'aretz b'shvius v'masros, the chiyuv of Eretz Yisrael and shmita amaser, Einoi ela memnei shehu kavush rabim. It's only because it was conquered. V'kivan shenilkecha ha'aretz mideyam. It was conquered in the times of Yeshua. And once the land was taken away from them, batal ha'kibush, the kibush is batal. V'niftara min ha'toyra, and it's no longer chayiv, a meiser and shvius. Shaharei eina min Eretz Yisrael. It's not from Eretz Yisrael. Says the Rambam, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is different than Kedushas Yushalayim. Kedushas Yushalayim and Kedushas HaMikdash is because of the Shechina. And the Shechina is never batal. That is why, according to the Rambam, one is not allowed to go to the Har HaBayis. And if one goes to the Har HaBayis b'zman hazeh, where the chshash of Tumah, there's a chi of kares. That's Shitas HaRambam. The Ravid seems to disagree with that, but the Shita of the Rambam is that the Kedushas HaMikdash is because of Kedushas HaShechina, and the Shechina is never batal. However, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is because of the conquering of Eretz Yisrael. But once Eretz Yisrael was taken back in the times of Nebuchadnezzar, so then Eretz Yisrael lost its Kedusha. It's not Eretz Yisrael anymore. According to the Rambam, in the 70 years between Golos, the Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, it was not Eretz Yisrael. However, Ezra came up, Ekivan Sha'ala Ezra, and he sanctified it. He didn't sanctify it b'kibush. He sanctified it with chazaka, shechzikuba. Oh, why is this cut off here? Therefore, I'll read to you. Lofika komakim shechzikuba oilei bavel. Any place that the oilei bavel took place of. V'niskadesh b'kedushas Ezra hashnia hu mekudosh hayom. That is sanctified today. And even though the land was taken away from them, from Ezra, it's chayiv b'shvius and b'masris, in the manner that the Rambam explained in Hilchos Shuma. So the Rambam is saying as follows. Yehoshua sanctified Eretz Yisrael differently than Ezra. Yehoshua sanctified it with conquering. So therefore, so long as it's conquered, it belongs to us. When the nations of the world conquer it from us, it doesn't belong to us, and it doesn't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Masha'in Kein Ezra, he sanctified Eretz Yisrael with a different process, not through kibush, but through chazaka. Chazaka means merely walking through it, taking possession of the land. And for some reason, that is never batal. So we spoke out the Shita of the Rambam Shabbos. Again, get the words of the Rambam clear. The Kidsha Rishayna is through kibush. So when the Goyim reconquered, it lost its Kedusha. Kidsha Shnia is through chazaka. And therefore, that lasts the test of time. So yesterday during the Shir, Reb Ari Leib Fest asked, what's the difference? If Kidsha Shnia, if the second Kedusha is through taking possession of the land, then why don't we say the same thing? So when the Goyim came in and they took possession of the land, so they took it back. I mean, that should be the natural question. In other words, if the first Kedusha was through conquest, so the Rambam says the conquest of the Goyim removed it from that status. So why don't we say the same thing with Chazaka? The second Kedusha was through taking possession. So when the Goyim took possession of the land, they should get it back. Furthermore, you could ask, in the times of the first, if for some reason you say that taking possession is more powerful, then in the times of the first Beis HaMikdash, besides the fact that they conquered it, they also took possession. So very nice, the Goyim reconquered it, but we took possession of the land, so that should stand the test of time. And basically, we have over here the Kesef Mishnah. You know who wrote the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam, the Beis Yosef? And he basically says he has absolutely no idea what the Rambam's talking about. He says, "Eini yodea, I don't know, ma koyach chazaka gadol mikoyach kibush. How is the strength of chazaka greater than the strength of conquering? V'lo maloy nemar, why don't we say, b'chazaka gamkein? This is Ari Leib's question. Why don't we say bechazaka also? Misha nilka chaharetz miyadenu. When the land was taken from us, batla chazaka, the chazaka is batal, v'su. So that's question number one. How is chazaka better than kibush? Why don't we say the same thing? When the goyim took the land from us, the chazaka is off. V'su, and furthermore, barishayna in times of the first place of Mikdash, sheneskad shabbe kibush, that it was conquered with conquest, v'chiloy hayasham chazaka. Was there no chazaka in times of Bayis Rishon? Atu mi adifa chazaka Beloy kibush mechazaka im kibush. Is chazaka without conquering in the times of the second Beis Hamikdash greater than chazaka with conquering in the times of the first Beis Hamikdash? The Tzarech Le'iyun, says the Kesa Mishnah. Bottom line is, I have no idea what the Rambam's talking about. Again, question number one is, when the Goyim took the land back from us, why did they not nullify Kedushas Eretz Yisrael in the times of the second Beis Hamikdash? And question number two is, in times of the first Beis Hamikdash, aside from conquering it, they also took possession. So why is taking possession without conquering better than conquering and taking possession? That's the question of the Beis Yosef, the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam. And today we're going to try to offer the three main approaches in this Shas Sugya. Okay, this is a Sugya throughout Shas. I believe, for those learning Daf Yomi, this was a Sugya brought up in Masech the Megillah by the Kitcher Rishon and Kitcher Shad, the Kitcher Lassud Lavai, and it's in a number of other places as well. So the first Shita here is the Tosfos Yom Tov in Masech the Idyos. The Tosfos Yom Tov, by the way, the Drasha of Hashimoisius Mikdashechem is in Megillah on Daf Chav Ches. But elsewhere in Megillah, it also talks about the sugya of Kitchel Shana, Kitchel Shad, Kitchel Las Lavai with Beis Chonyo. And therefore, we say the Tais Yom Tov quotes the Kesef Mishnah. He says, number one, I don't know why Chazak is better than Kibush. And why is Chazak without Kibush better than Chazak with Kibush? Venerally, Latarit says the Tais Yom Tov, I would offer the following tarets. The Sfirulei, the opinion of the Rambam is, the Kibush Nachrim Asa Umevatel Kibush Yisrael. The conquering of Goyim comes and is Mevatel, the conquering of Jews. So the Jews conquered the land of Israel in times of Yeshua, and the Goyim reconquered it from us. Masha'inkin bechazaka, as opposed to by Chazak, Shechziku Miyad Melech Paras. That they took possession of it from the king of Persia. Let's talk about how did the Jews get Eretz Yisrael in times of the Bayis Sheni? They were given permission, authorization from Koresh. So they were given permission. The times of the second Beis Hamikdash, someone gave it to them. So since someone gave it to them with Das, so how you mevatel that? In the times of Bayis Rishon, we sort of stole it. We conquered it. So someone could come and reconquer it. In the times of Bayis Sheni, someone gave it to us as a gift. So somebody else can't come and take it away. It's still ours. In other words, if we got something through, you know, the law of the jungle, so fine, we got through the law of the jungle. So somebody else could come along and say, you know, the winner takes all. You won it before, now we won it. What's the law? You know, the strongest animal in the jungle wins. So in the times of Azrishan, we took it with Chazaka, so someone else could come and take it. We got it with conquering, someone else could conquer it from us. Times of Bayis Rishon, we use the law of the jungle. So, and we get it as long as nobody could grab it away from us. Once someone grabs it away from us, it's theirs. But in the second Beis HaMikdash, someone gave it to us with Rishus. Someone gave us a gift. So nobody could take it away. There's a Das Noisin here. So you say, come on, in times of Bayis Rishon, God gave it to us. Don't ask me, Nasinas Hashem Yisbarach, Shenosna Li Yisrael Barishayna. Don't ask, but God gave it to us in times of the first place to make. Sheyesh Lahashiv, you could ask, you could respond, Shashem Yisbarach, Nosan Li Yisrael Haaretz. God gave the Jewish people the land. Kach, but the same God who gave us the land told the prophets that the land will be taken away from us. Kach nivu neviyav sheyalu hamachrivim v'yivalu oisam v'yitlu mehem. God also told us through the prophets that the destroyers will come and take it. V'chein nivu al Koresh melech parash shechzer. He also prophesied that Koresh would give it to us. However, so you'll say it, but God also prophesied that the land will be taken from us in times of the second Beis HaMikdash. No, says the Tosfos Yom Tov. There's no prophecy like that. But the fact that the Romans would take the second the land from us in times of the Bayis Sheni, lo imatzinu ba nevuah beferosh. We don't find an explicit prophecy. Ulafikach shaloi kadin natlua. They took it from us unlawfully. Ve'en karka negzeles. And land cannot be stolen. Kenirali liyashiv devrei haramam. Very difficult approach to explain this Rambam. Namely, the first Beis HaMikdash was taken through the law of the jungle. So the Goyim come and they use the same game and they take it from us. Second Beis HaMikdash, we got it with permission. Someone gave it to us. Someone gives you a gift. Nobody could take it away, rightfully. So you say in the first Beis HaMikdash, God gave us a gift. Yeah, but the same God prophesied that it would be taken away. Yeah, but he also prophesied that it would be given back in the times of Bayis Sheni. Doesn't that mean he also prophesied it would be taken away? No. There's no explicit prophecy that the second Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed and the land would be taken away in Bayis Sheni. That's very hard to accept. There's no prophecy that there would be a Churban Bayis Sheni? According to most, there wasn't even supposed to be a second Beis HaMikdash to begin with. Second Beis HaMikdash was just a short reprieve to get us through the Galus. But to say that there's Nevuah on the giving of Eretz Yisrael in the times of Bayis Rishon, and the destruction of Bayis Sheni, and the giving it back in Bayis Sheni, and there's no Nevuah about the Churban Bayis Sheni, it's a very interesting approach. The Shoyal Umeshiv, Rabbi Yosef Shal Levi Natanzan, and Shaila Chelek Aleph Simen Kuv Chav Dalet, he basically paraphrases his Tosfos Yom Tov. He says, V'kasu ha'achroinim biur hadavar, the achroinim write the following explanation, D'bishlama oz, la'hir shalanu ha'akam, Bishlama, in the times of the first Beis HaMikdash, the Goyim never gave us Rishus. Rak shalakachnu b'chazaka. We took it by force. V'lehaya das acheres makne. So there was no third party that transferred ownership to us, so lo'haya mayal ha'chazaka. That's why taking possession didn't work. It only worked through the conquering. You can't just take possession of a land unless someone gives it to you. So no one gave it to us in times of Bayis Rishon. So the only thing we could do is conquer. So it was reconquered. But in times of Ezra, that Koresh gave us Rishus, there is a Das Acheres Makne. So therefore the Chazakah helps even La'asad Lavai. So it comes out in times of Yeshua, Chazaka didn't help. All it was Kibush. Now, then it comes out any place that Goyim were living, then the Nesinas Rishus didn't help. And it comes out, the Shalmesh wants to be Mechadesh, that a Jew would not be able to build a sukkah in Eretz Yisrael in an area that the Goyim did not relinquish because it didn't belong to us. Okay, so that's approach number one. You got it? Approach number one is times of the first Beis HaMikdash, we use law of the jungle. So law of the jungle takes it away. Times of the second Beis HaMikdash, someone gave it to us. Someone gave it to us, nobody could take it away. Is there a way to flip this? Yeah, okay. By the way, my hand is not actually printed in the Gemara. That's a special feature over here. Let's see approach number two. Let's move this over here. Okay. Why didn't this come out? Oh, like this. Ah. You ready? Approach number two is the Radvaz. Rav David ben Zimra. David ben Zimra was a resident of Tzfas. He moved to Cairo. He was the Rav of Cairo for 40 years. He wrote more than 2,500 tshuvas. He's the Rebbe of the Shita Mekubetzes. And of course, the Rebbe of the Arizal. He's the Rebbe of the Arizal. Says Radvaz. The Radvaz has a famous tshuva about Ethiopian Jewry, that they come from Shevet Dun. That Shevet Dun was sent in the times of Shlomo HaMelech to scout out the world, and they were Megayer women in Ethiopia, and that's where Ethiopian Jewry comes from. Dun, this week's Parsha, Dun, yeah, maybe it's a good shir for Parshas Vayechi. Dun, ya din amai ka'achat shivtei Yisrael. Okay. Says the Radvaz, v'nira l'daitoi. What's the pshat in the Rambam? This is wild. Lefi shaloi ketshua bepeh. Yeshua did not sanctify Eretz Yisrael with his mouth. Ela bimei Ezra ketshua bepeh. Only in times of Ezra they sanctify with their mouth. Eretz Yisrael only has kedushas oilam if you're mekadesh it bepeh. So Adayin Yesh Lishol, you could still ask. Why didn't Yeshua sanctify it for all times? Let's see if anybody knows the answer to this question. We sort of had this in Yevamos, like on Daf Mem Ches or something. Or earlier. Early, maybe Yod Aleph, Yod Gimel. Where the Gemara said, V'yesh Loimar. Remember the Chazal tell us, that Ezra purposely did not conquer certain lands in the times of Bayashini, because any land that Ezra conquered is Chayv and Shuma Meiser and Shvius, and what will Aniyim eat during Shemitah? So Ezra purposely didn't conquer some lands so that the Aniyim will be able to do something during Shemitah. So that's the reason why Yeshua was not Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael b'peh, because he knew it would be destroyed, and if he would be Mekadesh it forever, what would the Aniyim do during Shemitah? And therefore, Yeshua wanted to give them an option that when that the Kedusha will become batal. V'yeshlamer sheyodea hoya sh'asida licharev. Yeshua knew that ultimately Eretz Yisrael would be destroyed. Yikad shekedusha soilam, if he would sanctify it forever, lo yitia takana la'aniyim b'shvius. And this is the very reason. Mizeh hatami nichu mikzas mekaymes b'lo yikedusha b'mei Ezra. That's why in times of Ezra, they didn't sanctify certain areas. This is the shita of the Radvaz. Then times of Bayis Rishon, they were not mekadesh pepeh, and therefore it's not la'oilam. Now, where the Radvaz sees this in the Rambam, the Rambam says the first Beis HaMikdash was the first entrance. The land was sanctified through Kibush. The second entrance, it was sanctified through Chazaka. And therefore, in the first times of the first Beis HaMikdash, if Goyim come and reconquer it, it's theirs. In times of the second Beis HaMikdash, it's not theirs because it was conquered through Chazaka. Does the Rambam say anything about Kedushas HaPeh? Conquering means not Bepeh, and Chazaka means Bepeh? Where does the Radvaz even see an inkling of this approach in the words of the Rambam? But this is the approach of the Radvaz. And it seems like the Dvar Avram has major issues with this. Actually, the Dvar Avram has major questions on the Tosfos Yom Tov. Let's see if we could flip this. Okay. So the Dvar Avram, he quotes the Rambam. He quotes the Kesef Mishnah's question on the Rambam. He quotes the Tosfos Yom Tov in Idyos. He says, "Avol dvarav merafs and igri mitchlas nosayfan." Basically, he says the words of Tosfos Yomtiv are difficult and impossible to explain from beginning to end. He asks the obvious question: what's the main nekuda of the Tosfos Yomtiv? Then the times of the Bayis Sheni, someone gave us a gift, and therefore, if someone gives you a gift, someone can't take it away. But the question: where did Koiresh get Eretz Yisrael from that he was entitled to give us a gift? He got it from Bavel, meaning he got it through the law of the jungle. So how is his power in giving us Eretz Yisrael stronger than where he got it from? If he was able to take it away from the Babylonians, and then he gave it to the Jews, so then why can't someone take it away from the Jews? No, can't take it away from the Jews, because the Persians gave it to us as a gift. Yeah, but they got it. How did they get it? They got it through law of the jungle, so we'll come along and take it away. Well, how does it help that the king of Persia, he gave permission, and there's a chazaka with the rishus of the giver? He didn't conquer it. He didn't acquire it. He had no merit. His merit only was effective when the previous conquest was over. Question: could somebody have come along and taken away from Koiresh? Yeah, the Greeks or the Romans, could they have conquered it from Koiresh? Of course, because Koiresh got it through law of the jungle, so the Romans could get it from them. No, but they can't get it from the Jews, because Koiresh gave it as a gift. How could the Jewish people's share in Eretz Yisrael be any stronger than the one who gave it to them? The Romans could have taken it away from the Persians, why can't they take it away from the Jews? That's the Dvar Avram's Kasha. Because of that, he says a similar approach to the Radvaz. This is a very rare sugya where it seems like Reb Chaim Brisker, despite the fact that he came well after the Tosfos Yomtiv and well after the Radvaz was Kamad Rishon, Reb Chaim seems to have nailed Pshat in the Rambam. And who am I to say which Pshat is better? But I think, as we'll see, Reb Chaim offers a pshat. You see, Tosfos Yomtiv is very difficult. Tosfos Yomtiv, in times of the first Beis Hamikdash, someone gave it to us. Times of the second Beis Hamikdash, times of the first Beis Hamikdash, it was just conquered. But in times of the second Beis Hamikdash, someone gave it to us. Is that what the Rambam says? Listen to how Reb Chaim Brisker says it and the application of the Briskerov. Hopefully we could get through this. V'hinei b'yushalmi shvias. This is Chidushe Hagrach, Masech Degitin, Daf Mem Zayin. This is Chidushe Hagrach on Shas. Halt cup over here. There's Yushalmi and Shvias on a Pasuk. V'hei tivacha v'her b'cha me'avei secha. By the way, I alluded to this in the Shabbos here. It says, "Vehetivcha, I will benefit you, and I will do better to you. I will increase you more than your forefathers." It's a pasuk, the end of Devarim. "Vehetivcha, v'hirbcha me'avisecha." Heim loy haya aleim al malchus. They did not have the yoke of sovereignty over them. Yatim afapishyeshelchem al malchus. You will be better. The Sifri says, the Yushalmi says. I believe it's also a Sifri, if I'm not mistaken, that God tells the Jews who come up in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash that they will be, in a way, greater than in the times of the first Beis HaMikdash. How? Says Reb Chaim, "V'hainu din eschadish b'zeh din mechudish b'yusha shniyah." A new din has been innovated in times of the second taking possession of land. Look in the Rambam, Perek Av Hilchos Tshumos. He says the first Yerusha was through conquering. And once the conquering was batal, the Kedusha is batal. But the second Yerusha was through Chazakah. Chazakah is not batal. And look at the Mefarshim. They don't bring any Makar or any Yisoid to these Devarim. Says Reb Chaim, it's Pashut that the source of the Rambam is the Yerushalmi. Namely, that this Neschadesh Din Meyuchad, a new Din has been innovated, that Lekidush V'Yerusha Shnia, that the sanctification and taking possession of Eretz Yisrael in the time of sanctification of Mikdash, Ein Tsaruch Lekibush. It doesn't need conquest. Shari O Malchus Aleim. There is no conquest. In the times of the first Beis HaMikdash, they were autonomous, so they needed to conquer. Times of the second Beis HaMikdash, they were under the authority of the Persian government. So, it was impossible to conquer. But God said, you're going to get Eretz Yisrael without conquering. This is Gzeiras HaKosa, Ve'hitivcha, Ve'herbcha Me'am Ve'isecha. Now, the truth is, this Gzeiras HaKosov, it never said when it took place. When was it fulfilled? It never says when this din was nischadesh. Says Reb Chaim, it seems that it's not toloi at all, and in time, the din is just set, is referring to the first sanctification needs to be through conquest. The second sanctification on that land is through chazakah. Therefore, the Gemara discusses Syria, Bedin Kibush Yachid Ishme Kibush. If the conquest of an individual is a conquest, Deim Shme Kibush. If it's a conquest, Hayekvar B'Syria Kitchuri Shoyna Ide Kibush. Then it was conquered the first time through conquest, and then it's like the rest of Eretz Yisrael that we say Kitchashnia was Chazaka, and then Mela in times of Ezra, it's like Eretz Yisrael. But if it's not Shayach Kibush, and it comes out there was no Kedusha Rishayna, and Kedusha Rishayna needs to be Dafka Ide Kibush, then in times of Ezra there was no Kibush. Okay, so that's Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says an amazing, Reb Chaim has an amazing discovery. There's a Yerushalmi in Shvius that darshan's a pasuk Ve'etivcha Ve'herbcha Me'av Ve'isecha, that basically, during the times of first place, something that you need conquering, and that's you're autonomous, so conquering is possible. In times of second base HaMikdash, all they needed is chazaka to take possession of the land. And the Briska Rav famously reads this Reb Chaim into the words of the Navi in the Haftorah of Chanukah. Bear with me, this is Oyam V'Noira. So again, basically today we're going to learn three Perushim in the Rambam. Perush number one is a Toisus Yomtif. In the times of the Bayis Rishon, it was against the will of the government, and it had to be through kibush. There was no das acheres, and therefore someone else could come along. And in times of Bayis Sheni, it was through das acheres makna oisai. The Radvaz learned in times of Bayis Rishon was through conquest. There was no kedusha bepeh, and in times of Bayis Sheni it was kedusha bepeh. And Reb Chaim learns that it's a matter of a gzeres hakosov, that more koyach was invested in the sanctification and taking possession of the land in times of the second base of Mikdash, and it's derived from Gzeres HaKosov in Devarim, Ve'heitivcha, Ve'herbcha Me'av Ve'isecha. Now let's look how this fits into the Navi. Vayomer Elai Mo'ata Aroyeh. So Zechariah said, he said to me, what do you see? The angel said, what do you see, Zechariah? I see a golden candelabra, v'gula al roisha, with a design on its head, and seven lamps upon it, and Shiva v'shiva mutzakais, with seven tubes pouring into the neirais, with two olives upon it, one on the right side and one on the left side. And then the malach said to Zechariah, Nu, what are you looking at? Do you understand what you're looking at? And I said, I actually have no idea. And the Malach said, well, let me tell you. Zed Dvar Hashem Zerubbabel Lema. This is the word of God. Loi v'chayel, v'loi v'chayach, not with strength, not with force, ki im beruchi amar Hashem Tzavakais. And the Brisker Rav says, this is a prophecy of the Rambam. Zerubbabel is one who conquers on times of Bayesheni. Loi b'kachayu v'loi b'koyach. It wasn't b'kivush. Kiyam beruchi. It was with chazaka. And now we can get an insight into what the chazaka was. Look in the Brisker Rav on Zechariah. This is Ayam v'noira. The lumdus of Rav Chaim can only be explained if you read the psukim. Okay, so you have this story where the Malach says to Zechariah, what do you see? And Zechariah says, oh, I see a menorah with this design on top of it, with two olives on top of it. And the Malach said, do you know what you're looking at? And I said, I have no clue. And the Malach said, Kazed dvar Hashem zerubbabel, loy b'chayov, loy b'koyach, ki im beruchi, amar Hashem tzavakais. Says the Brisker Rav, what is the response here? What is the Malach saying? Do you know what this is? And the prophet says, no idea. This is all prophecy. Says the Brisker Rav, this whole prophecy was about the second Beis HaMikdash. And God shows the Kohen Gadol, the menorah and the Beis HaMikdash, and the two olive branches. Two olive branches are the king and the Kohen Gadol that are anointed with the Shemana Mishcha. Question, but the second Beis HaMikdash, there was no Shemana Mishcha because the Aron was hidden and the Shemana Mishcha was hidden and there was no king. And even the Kohen Gadol was only Merubim Begadim. So that's a very strange sight. Here it is. There's a prophecy about the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, and in the prophecy he's seeing the king and the Kohen Gadol, and he sees these two olives, and the two olives somehow connote that the Melech and the Kohen Gadol are going to be anointed with the Shemana Mishcha. The only thing is, there's no Shemana Mishcha in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, says the Brisker Rav, but the Rambam Shita is the second Beis HaMikdash is Kidshal Asid Lavai. And since it's Kidshal Asid Lavai, in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, there will be Shemana Mishcha. Huh? But I thought it was hidden. Yeah. But when the third Beis HaMikdash is built, it's an extension of the second Beis HaMikdash. Because the Rambam Shita is Kidsha Shnia, Kidsha La'asid Lavai. So there is no third Beis HaMikdash. Did you know that? According to the Rambam, there's no third Beis HaMikdash. There's one and two. The second Beis HaMikdash is Kedusha, lasts until for all times. So there will be Shemana Mishcha in times of the second Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, the Brisker Rav says, "V'shaper amar loy shekedusha zu yia shnei bnei yitzar." There will be two bnei yitzar, namely the king and the Kohen Gadol, through that kedusha the Bayis Sheni. Because according to the Rambam, it's all one kedusha. Now, here's the key: the Rambam we've been discussing today. The Rambam says kedusha rishayna was through kibush, and the kibush was batal. So the Kedusha will become Batal. And the Kesef Mishnah asks, is Kibush weaker than Chazaka? Right? That's the question. The Kesef Mishnah, Ari Leib, your question was, is Kibush weaker than Chazaka? How could it be conquering that is also taking possession will be Bata, and Chazaka doesn't become Bata? Amnam be'emes loy kashmi, there's no question. Kedusha Rishon was Kibush and Chazaka. Which means that in order to make Kedusha, you need Kibush. But the Kibush was Bata, so there's no Kedusha. But Kedusha Shnia only needs Chazaka. And Chazaka is never Bata. Why? Why is Chazaka never Bata? That's where the Yishalmi comes in. We neighbor Yishalmi in Shvi'is. There's a machloikis amaroim. If Bayis Sheni is chayv in Meiser min HaTorah. Or they just accept upon themselves. According to the opinion that it's chayv min HaTorah, we learn it from the pasuk. Ve'viach Hashem lekech la'atzor Yosef v'rishta. We're makish. The Yerusha and Bayis Sheni to Yerusha Savei Secha. just like Yerusha Avesecha is Medevei Torah, Yerusha is Medevei Torah. Bear with me here. But veheitivcha v'hiru b'chamei avisecha. Your forefathers were only chayv in Shumas Masas after 14 years, 7 of conquering and 7 of dividing. But you, once you entered the land, you became chayv. Your forefathers were not nischayv until they acquired the whole Eretz Yisrael. You, every little piece of Eretz Yisrael that you conquer, that you take possession of, you're chayiv. Meaning, we learn from the Gzeres HaKosov of Vehetivcha Vehirbcha Me'Avisecha that in the times of Bayesheni they were more empowered than times of Bayes Rishon in two ways. Number one, that in times of Bayes Rishon they had to wait 14 years, and in the times of Bayesheni they did not have to wait 14 years. And in times of Bayes Rishon they had to wait until everything was conquered. In times of Bayesheni, they were each piece of land that was taken and taken possession of was chayv in Shumas HaMaisos. V'hainu, says the Brisker Rav, the toiva of Kedusha Rishayna was through kibush and chiluk, but only after everything was conquered, that they're not under the Malchus. But Kedusha Shnia was without kibush. And once they took part of it, even though they were under the Malchus of the Persians, it was Niskadesh. This is the advantage of Kedusha Shnia. V'zev heitivcha de Kedusha Shnia ein sarchaza. Okay, now watch this. V'hine, ha de v'kedusha Shnia tiskadesh b'lo kibush. The reason why the second Kedusha was sanctified without kibush, l'zeh hachidush din adayin lo nidrosh. They didn't know that yet. They didn't yet know that the second Kedusha was, they didn't know Eretz Yisrael will be sanctified without kibush in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash. You know when it was innovated? When the Malach explained it to Zechariah. In other words, the Malach tells Zechariah, hey, do you understand what you're looking at? Do you understand why you're looking at a menorah with a king and a Kohen Gadol who are being anointed even though there's no Shemen HaMishkan Bayis Sheni? And the truth is, ube'emes haven shemar loy hakadusha hashnia. He understood that he was being shown the second Beis HaMikdash, but he thought the second Beis HaMikdash needs conquering. He didn't know that you don't need to conquer at its own time the second Beis HaMikdash. So then it would come out, if you have to conquer at its own time the second Beis HaMikdash, the kedushas ha'aretz will become batal, like kedushas rishayna, and therefore, he doesn't understand how it's possible that you could have a melech and a kohen gadol who are not anointed. So the malach says, no, you don't understand. These two olives in the nevuah, you're probably wondering, there is no Shemen HaMishkan in the times of Kedusha Shnia. But you're making a mistake. You don't know the Rambam. Let me explain to you the Rambam. The Rambam is in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, Loi b'chayil v'loi b'koyach. Kiyim b'ruchi. You will not need to conquer Eretz Yisrael in the times of Beis HaMikdash. You don't need chayil, warriors. You don't need strength. Kiyim b'ruchi. What does that mean, kiyim b'ruchi? And therefore, Eretz Yisrael will last forever. And therefore, there will be Shemen HaMishkan in the Bayis Sheni. When? When the third Beis HaMikdash is built. But that's the third. No, there's no such thing as the third. According to the Rambam, there's no such thing as the third Beis HaMikdash. The sanctity of the second Beis HaMikdash is forever and ever. The sanctity of the second Beis HaMikdash, in other words, according to the Rambam, Kedushas HaMikdash of Mashiach is already here for 2,000 years. Utehi Kedusha Achas L'Asad Lavai. And there will be Shemen HaMishcha. And Tu B'nei Yitzar. This is the Nevuah that was Nischadesh, that they won't need kibush. Who says this? The Grach. But let's just explain. So what does it mean the second Beis HaMikdash was sanctified through Chazakah? L'chayro, what that means is, according to the Reb Chaim, I think we have one added insight into the Rambam. Namely, we started off, Ari Lebi asked, oh, wait a second, time second Beis HaMikdash, how did we get Eretz Yisrael? Well, we took possession. So the Goyim then came and they took possession. No, so the Navi is saying, Loi b'chayo v'loi b'koyach kiim beruchi. The way we got Eretz Yisrael in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, it's Gzeres HaKosov. It's beruchi, it's with my spirit. It's with my law. So if that's the case, that's something which is not batal. Even though the Gzeres HaKosov was that you get it through Chazaka, nevertheless, it's through beruchi, it sounds like that's not batal. So these are three approaches in understanding the Rambam. And answering the Kesef Mishnah's question, number one, the Taisus Yomtif, that Bayis Rishon we got through Law of the Jungle and therefore was taken away. Bayis Sheni was with Das Acheres Noisein. The Radvaz says that Bayis Sheni was Kedushas HaPeh. That also maybe could be read into the Nevuah, Loi B'chayel, V'loi B'kayach Kiim Beruchi. Somehow Beruchi is Kedushas HaPeh. And Reb Chaim learns, it's just Gzeres HaKosov, that the Yishalmi darshans from the Pasuk of the pasuk of Vehetivcha Vehirbcha Me'avaisecha, that we were better off in times of Bayis Sheni than Bayis Rishayin. Okay, Marv Rabbeisai, this is the sugya of Kitcha Rishayna, Kitcha L'Shaita, the Kitcha La'asid Lavoi. So it comes out according to the Rambam, two very important things. Number one, Kedushas HaMikdash is never batal. So we don't need Mashiach for Kedushas HaMikdash. And Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is never batal, because it was with Chazaka and it can never be batal. So according to the Rambam, all we need Mashiach for is to destroy Amalek. But we don't even need Mashiach to build a Beis HaMikdash, because according to the Rambam, Makrivim Kol HaKarbonos Kulam, Afal Pi Shein HaBayis Bonu, you don't even need a Beis HaMikdash to bring Karbonos. This is Shita Saramam in Kedushas HaMikdash and Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Wishing everyone a wonderful day. Kol Tov. Bye-bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.